when you had nothing to offer. You stood on the other side of the void of salvation, and you knew that there was nothing that you had to offer for the goodness that I would show through salvation. All you could do was accept my righteousness traded off for your unrighteousness. Why would you cross the void and then begin to pick up the journey within yourself? This is grace, saith the Spirit of grace. This grace that begun your journey must also manifest and mature you through your walk in me, saith the Spirit of grace. Lay down the burden. Lay down the burden of perfecting yourself and enter in through my grace. You have learned the definition thereof is not a permission to sin, but rather it's a strength to be made strong in the midst of your weakness. But so much of the time, my body, my sons and daughters, are motivated from a sense of legalism and also from a sense that God, your Father, is angry or distrusting. Pick up that burden which is yours, but I describe that as easy and light. My burden is easy and light. My burden comes out of a place of already solidified pleasure, saith the Spirit of grace. Even when the worst possible sins are committed, the moment of repentance supplies to you the fullness of the acclamation of my pleasure. Once again, saith the Spirit of grace. There is no penance in me. There is no working yourself back to a place of affirmation in which then, once again, I'll pat you on the back. These things are done among men. That's the separation between me and earthly fathers. Oftentimes, earthly fathers are used as analogy to teach the goodness of God. And true earthly fathers are a trophy in this life. But there are things in the Spirit that will separate me forever from even earthly fathers, in which there can be no comparable, in which there can be no earthly example, in which no analogy can be given. For all earthly fathers have something in them that lack that place of comparison. But my affirmation to you is immediate. My pleasure to you is immediate. The moment that you seek my face, I say, here am I, saith the Spirit of grace. So enter in these days. Be affirmed by my presence. Lift up your head. Speak to the weakness. Engage in my presence. And you'll find that my pleasure, that which the burden of sin when it was lifted, because you knew that I did something you could not do, why now try to do something that you cannot do? Lean upon me, saith the Spirit of grace. To the fathers, mothers, young men, young women, children, all in between, these words apply, saith the Spirit of grace.